September the 27th. Dear Makar Alexievich, Bwikov has just informed me that I must have at least 3 dozen linen blouses, so I must go at once and look for seamstresses to make 2 out of the 3 dozen, since time presses. Indeed, Monsieur Bwikov is quite angry about the fuss which these fripperies are entailing, seeing that there remain but 5 days before the wedding, and we are to depart the following day. He keeps rushing about and declaring that no time ought to be wasted on trifles. I am terribly worried and scarcely able to stand on my feet. There is so much to do, and perhaps so much that were better left undone. Moreover, I have no blonde or other lace, so there is another item to be purchased, since Bwikov declares that he cannot have his bride look like a cook, but, on the contrary, she must put the noses of the great ladies out of joint. That is his expression. I wish, therefore, that you would go to Madame Chiffon's in Gorokhovaya Street, and ask her, in the first place, to send me some seamstresses, and, in the second place, to give herself the trouble of coming in person, as I am too ill to go out. Our new flat is very cold, and still in great disorder. Also, Bwikov has an aunt who is at her last gasp, through old age, and may die before our departure. He himself, however, declares this to be nothing, and says that she will soon recover. He is not yet living with me, and I have to go running hither and thither to find him. Only Thedora is acting as my servant, together with Bwikov's valet, who oversees everything, but has been absent for the past 3 days. Each morning Bwikov goes to business and loses his temper. Yesterday he even had some trouble with the police because of his thrashing the steward of these buildings. I have no one to send with this letter, so I am going to post it. Ah, I had almost forgotten the most important point, which is that I should like you to go and tell Madame Chiffon that I wish the blonde lace to be changed in conformity with yesterday's patterns, if she will be good enough to bring with her a new assortment. Also say that I have altered my mind about the satin, which I wish to be tambered with crochet work. Also that tambour is to be used with monograms on the various garments. Do you hear? Tambour, not smooth work. Do not forget that it is to be tambour. Another thing I had almost forgotten, which is that the lappets of the fur cloak must be raised, and the collar bound with lace. Please tell her these things, Makar Alexievich. Your friend, B.D. P.S. I am so ashamed to trouble you with my commissions. This is the 3rd morning that you will have spent in running about for my sake. But what else am I to do? The whole place is in disorder, and I myself am ill. Do not be vexed with me, Makar Alexievich. I am feeling so depressed. What is going to become of me, dear friend, dear, kind old Makar Alexievich? I dread to look forward into the future. Somehow I feel apprehensive. I am living, as it were, in a mist. Yet for God's sake, forget none of my commissions. I am so afraid lest you should make a mistake. Remember that everything is to be tambour work, not smooth.